Toronto, the percentage of staff in Ontario childcare centres who are registered early childhood educators has been declining over the past few years, moving the province further away from one of its goals in the national $10 a day system. A recently published Ministry of Education report shows that while there has been a net increase in the total number of RESAs in Ontario childcare programs, there has been a larger increase in the number of non-ECE staff in daycares. In 2022, when Ontario signed on to the national program aimed at lowering fees for parents and expanding availability of care, 58.9% of full-time staff in childcare programs were RESAs, not far off the 60% goal that Ontario agreed to in its deal with the federal government. But now, that share has declined to 56%. Alana Powell, the executive director of the Association of Early Childhood Educators of Ontario, said recruitment is an issue, but retention has been a huge challenge. Unfortunately, it's not totally surprising, because RESAs have been telling us for years that wages and working conditions are their biggest challenge, and the reason that many of them are leaving the sector, she said. When we hear from early childhood educators about their decisions to leave the workplace, it does come down, most often to wages and total compensation, too, not just their wages, but access to extended health benefits, dental, vision care, opportunities to participate in an RRSP or a pension program. Ontario has implemented a wage floor for RESAs, set at $24.86 an hour in 2025. Advocates and some operators have said that not only do the wages need to be higher, but there needs to be a wage grid as well as pensions and benefits in order to make a dent in recruitment and retention challenges. The total number of full-time RESAs in Ontario childcare programs rose by 3,488 since March 31, 2022, while the number of non-RESA staff rose by 4,426 during that time, the ministry's 2024 annual report shows. It suggests that an earlier overall decline in the numbers of RESAs, government documents have previously said the number decreased by 7% between 2019 and 2021, has been reversed, but perhaps not as quickly as the ministry would like. The previous workforce document, from January 2023, said that about 14,700 new RESAs would be needed by 2025-26, when the program's full fee reductions are in place. In Ontario, child care fees at centres in the national program will be an average of $19 a day, capped at $22, with a plan to further reduce them to $10 a day by March 2026. Andrea Hannon, executive director of the Association of Daycare Operators of Ontario, said some centres are struggling to find and keep enough staff to allow them to operate at full capacity, let alone contemplate expansion. It's probably the biggest barrier to, in a lot of cases, to the viability of a lot of licensed centers, because if you don't have all your rooms open, you're paying for space that's not really generating any revenue for you, and that's whether you're commercial or not for profit, she said. It's also certainly a barrier to expansion of the federal government's $10 a day program. Ontario has committed to creating 86,000 new spaces in the program by the end of 2026. And has so far added 27,993 net new spaces, the recent ministry report said. Jenna Suds, Federal Minister of Families, Children and Social Development, said Ontario still has quite a bit of work to do to meet that target. The federal government in the spring announced up to $1 billion in low-cost loans for public and not-for-profit childcare providers to build new spaces and renovate their existing centers, but loans aren't expected to start being awarded until spring of 2025. I do want to be clear that the province has adequate funds and has committed to creating those 86,000 spaces, Suds said in a recent interview. The dollars that we've put forward through this low-cost loan fund, absolutely we hope they help, and I'm sure that they will help, but we still expect the province to be doing their part and to be putting in the work to make sure these spaces are created for parents. Ontario says that a limit on the percentage of for-profit spaces in its deal with the federal government is hampering growth, with Peel Region alone having to turn down more than 2,000 potential spaces under the $10 a day program because the operators were for-profit. Not-for-profit providers play an important role, but our municipal partners have told us that they cannot fill the demand alone, which is why we are advocating for more flexibility, Education Minister Jill Dunlop wrote in a statement. The cost of delivering childcare in Ontario is among the highest in Canada, which is why I'm engaged in collaborative discussion with Minister Suds to provide flexibility and reasonable funding that recognizes our higher costs. But Suds said in her interview that she won't allow Ontario to increase the percentage of for-profit providers. What I can say very clearly is that I will not be removing the cap, she said. Undoubtedly, there are many for-profit operators in Ontario and in other parts of the country that are in this because they care deeply about providing high-quality care for families, and they genuinely care deeply. But where there is venture capital, private equity, these are not necessarily operators who are here for the best interests of our children. The Canadian Press reported last month that several Toronto daycares that appear connected to a venture capital firm are leaving the $10 a day program.